Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
I need a drink. I drank too much last night.
Oh, you were filming last night, weren't you?
Yeah, I did. I filmed.
Oh, are you feeling all right?
Yeah, it's great.
I saw you on TV last night.
Oh, was it on my special X page? Subscription only? Yeah. No. On that show called Gogglebox.
I was wondering why I had to put credit card details.
Do you know what? I can't believe it. They start a show, I forget what you say, and it starts me getting a letter from the government. And it was
Poo test. It was your poo test.
I can't believe that was
quite good.
No, it wasn't very good, thank you. I was very angry. Because I really thought I was getting a letter from the government. And it came in a parcel. I thought, oh, my God, I've finally got a Medal of Honour. I thought I was going to get an OEM or something.
But just a poo test. You know what? You should do that poo test, though, because a friend of mine did. Apparently they send it every 3 years, I think, once you turn 50. And he missed the first one.
Yeah.
But then he did the second one, and it came back positive. Fortunately, everything was okay.
Yeah.
But he had to have a small procedure done. And lucky. So it actually worked.
I'm going to have a go, but I'm waiting for the right type of... No, the mood. I want candles and nice soft music going.
And then hear a thud. Hey, I'm selling stuff.
Are you?
I'm going to confess something.
His virginity. Finally, somebody wants it.
This is big for me. This is really, really big. This is one of the biggest things I've ever done.
Okay, I'm serious now. I'm putting down my poker stick.
I'm selling things on eBay because I'm trying to declutter.
I've been to your house. You don't have that much.
I do. I'm getting rid of some stuff. There's things I just want to get rid of. So I've listed... I'm not going to tell you what they are for a reason.
Why?
But because I've done something.
Oh, okay.
I've done something. So there's this new... And I'm not joking. I have done one to see if you can find it. It's on eBay. Yeah. I put it up yesterday. So I'm selling some items.
Great.
And there's this thing called...
God, I hope it's some of that wardrobe. I mean, last time I was there, I went through it. And I've tried to encourage you. Sell this stuff.
Yeah. So there's this internet trend in which people take off their clothes.
Okay.
Right. They position something shiny.
Oh, I am starting to get interested.
So the shiny object that you're going to sell.
Does it contain batteries?
This one doesn't.
Oh.
But it does have a cord.
Okay.
It does have a cord.
I'm scared of electricity.
Anyway,
go on.
If you look at the reflection of the shiny object.
Is it a kettle?
And I'm not saying. It could be a kitchen appliance. But you could be getting close. You may see me in it.
So you're telling me so you're going to stand naked, take a picture so your wee-wee is reflected in the kettle or toaster or whatever it is.
I'm not saying what's reflected, but I'm just telling you there is
a picture. You said you were naked.
I am naked. There is a picture on eBay.
Andy, get that up. Actually, no, I don't. I can't sit across here from you every morning if I've seen that private bit. There's certain things.
I was busy getting it right yesterday. Fuzzy was commenting, Dad, I don't think that's right.
No.
Honestly, I've done
Fuzzy was embarrassed.
Because I was reading about this, and it's called reflector porn. And it's this trend. So people are putting things up on sites such as eBay that are shiny. Like they might be a pair of glasses and they've got them sitting there, but they're standing taking the photo wearing nothing. So you see the reflection.
I get where you're going now.
Do you get it?
What happened? Yeah. So if it was just like the kettle, you stand naked, take a picture of the kettle, and then you've got the reflection of you in
the kettle.
Okay. I don't look that hard enough at pictures. I'm not that inclusive. But I've never tried to look for a kettle on eBay.
Oh, okay, well, go looking for a kettle.
Yeah. Okay, Andy's pulling it up as we speak. No. Anyone that wants it? What do they get if they buy the kettle? Do they get any special delivery?
I might go. And I shouldn't have said pick up only, should I? I should have said
no.
Delivery.
Yeah.
I better change that.
Come to your house.
I better change that, actually. You're right. I'll do that. So that's my challenge is for you and Andy to try and find it. But I definitely did it. I did it yesterday.
I don't know your eBay tag. I bet you it's the same as this Grindr one. Was it Desperado 101, wasn't it, or something?
Netflix is reportedly uncoupling with its most iconic phrase, which is...
What is that?
Binge watching.
Oh, so you're not allowed to binge no more?
Well, Netflix apparently asked its stars to avoid using the phrase altogether while promoting shows. The news came courtesy of Guy Pearce, who dropped it in an interview with Empire Magazine's film podcast. How's that?
Hang on, are you talking like Guy Pearce, the old ex-Neighbours guy?
So, Guy Pearce said, he was being interviewed and he said, I don't think Netflix likes the term binge.
Now, look, it's got a bad connotation now and it makes you sound lazy, doesn't it?
It does.
Like you're binge-watching or you're binge-eating. It's not a...
It's got some negative connotations. You're right. So he says, when we did the promotion for The Innocents in the US, we were strictly sort of instructed beforehand not to talk about binge-watching.
Well, I don't think he's... what did you say? He was on a press tour for this new show? I've never heard of it. So he didn't do very good.
The actor then joked that he officially made an issue out of it by revealing the news, while Pearce didn't elaborate further as to why Netflix has decided to back off the term. He and host Chris Hewitt brainstormed new terminology for the streaming platform. They came up with marathon watch.
Boring.
What about elongated entertainment?
Look, if I saw that on someone's Grindr profile, I'd probably click. I'd double click. But if that was on the show... No, elongated entertainment.
Would you like to sit down and watch some elongated entertainment this weekend?
You like massage? I mean, I can't think of what else to say. Like, elong entertainment, no.
Well, that's what they came up with. Netflix has yet to confirm its breakup with the term binge watching.
What? I've got a better one. The rest of the TV is shit. Netflix is all that's there. I mean, the rest of it is crap. Let's be honest. They don't need to worry. Just say, hey, if you're not watching Netflix, you're an idiot.
I don't know why what's wrong with the term binge watching. I think, it's...
No, but it does sound bad. If you, like, say you walked in here and you said to me and Andy, oh, all weekend I binge watched, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, because that looks like your style, right. I would judge you.
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't say anything to your face, but when you walked out, I'd go, God, he's lazy, isn't he, Andy? Look at it. Wonder why we have to do everything, carrying the show on our backs, why he binge-watches. Yeah.
I did binge-watch Dynasty, I must admit.
Oh, the new one?
Yeah.
See, I tried and I refuse.
Can't watch it?
Well, I was too much of a Joan Collins freak.
Yeah. But actually, this might be why Netflix is getting rid of it, because they were releasing episodes of that every week. So you could binge watch the all the stuff that had been released so far, and then you had to wait every week. So it was almost like going back into that whole pattern of watching something, on a weekly basis.
I need to save shows up, because if I watch it week to week, when it comes to next week, I can't remember what's happening. And then Wayne gets angry because he has to spend the first half of the show explaining to me who that person is.
Are you one of those ones that when you do watch stuff, you question? Like, oh, what was that? Who was that?
I sit there and I go, who's she? When did she arrive? And Wayne will go, like, that's a major star. It's been on since 18 episodes or something. Like, what'd you do? Change your hair?
Did you see Adelaide's fake German trailblazing cabaret star?
Oh, I love Hans the German. Hans the German. See, I can say that. I can't say Mercedes, but I can say Hans
on America's Got Talent, the finals. He fell short.
Oh, dear. Oh, no. And he came out with, did you see him with his little onesie and his cape and he did a spin? And
if you haven't seen it, go and have a look on YouTube because it's quite interesting.
So he's really not German. He's from Adelaide.
So entertainer Matt Gilbertson is his name. He takes to the stage as Hans, a camp German accordion player.
Mm.
And he's the reality show's most successful Australian entrant.
Which is just really bad, doesn't it? I mean, it's entertaining. I'm not saying it's not entertaining, but if that's the best that Australia's ever gotten on America's Got Talent. Oh,
he's entertaining, though. The performance at Hollywood's Dolby Theatre was in front of a TV audience in the millions. The judges were included Spice Girl Mel B.
She cried when he left. She got all teary.
Oh, did she get upset?
Like, oh, yeah.
He told ABC Radio yesterday he never thought he would be singing a Spice Girl song to a Spice Girl.
No, I don't think Mel B was quite happy about it either, because somebody could actually sing the song. They weren't miming, and they're going to try and sell a concert next year.
Yeah. He said he had J-Lo's choreographer, some of Janet Jackson's dancers, and he had Liberace's real piano.
Do you know what it says for us? We send away Jessica Malboy, what's the guy, Sebastian, off to Eurovision. Yep. People don't want to see talent. They want to see some overweight man put in lycra and shoved on stage with an accordion with a fake German accent. Let's send that to Eurovision. We will win.
We will win. We will win.
We don't want talent and prettiness. And no.
But how sad it was Liberace's piano. And he was asked, was it really his piano?
Have you actually looked at any interviews that Hans has done yet?
Well, no, I haven't.
No, because everything he says is a lie. So it's all show business. It ain't Liberace's piano.
Well, when asked about how he secured Liberace's piano, he replied, "Honey, you just ask around here and somehow it happens. It's not like doing the Fringe Festival, let me put it that way."
Well, have you been to Adelaide Fringe Festival?
No.
No. I'm very angry.
Why are you
angry?
And
I want 5 minutes to get this off my chest.
I noticed you're angry this morning. So
I was angry yesterday, but we didn't get time. Those guys kept singing.
And
oh, they brought in a guitar. You couldn't shut them up. You know?
Oh, great. Actually, check out our podcast if you want to hear Damien Leith.
My God, that boy can sing.
Absolutely.
I mean, he sounded like Elvis. And in the studio with it, it was like spine tingling. Is that what you say?
Yeah, it was beautiful.
I mean, I could see that hairy back of yours standing up on it.
You should see what I could see standing up on you.
I know. Well, that's before 7 o'clock discussions.
Okay,
you know
okay.
that.
Okay, so now, why are you angry? Get it off your chest.
So on Saturday, I went and saw Pam Am and definitely, you got to listen to their podcast for Pam. It was hilarious. I can't believe you guys didn't come. That's losers, but that's what happens. So me and Wayne go, and we were running late. So we'd filmed a TV show during the day. So we raced him. As per normal, ask Andy, I can't go anywhere without going to the toilet 3 times. You know, I have to go when we get in there. I know. So, yeah.
Why do you have to go?
Oh, well, I like to go when I get there because I'm always busting. I then wait just before the curtain starts and I definitely run just in case toilet.
Okay.
And then I've guaranteed I don't make it to the end.
Okay.
But that's anyway.
All right.
So we walked in there and we're running out from the toilet. And I said to Wayne, let's just go and get our seats, not stand out here. Let's go. I didn't want another drink. I've drank all day. He goes walking through and he goes, oh, excuse me. And he pushed this person and my mouth dropped. It was Danny Minogue. He moved Danny Minogue. He touched her on the back and pushed her. Now, look.
Well, did she get upset?
He didn't push her. He was nice about, you know, when you're trying to get past people at a bar, oh, excuse me. And he touched her. Like, what the hell? Right. So I said, how dare you? So then I tried not to be creepy. So I made him go back to the bar to buy some champagne so I could stand near Danny and like, oh, hello, I didn't see you there, you know. Like, so I played the whole game about, we took some photos. We talked about her coming into Joy. I've made a promise.
Okay.
Andy's sending that off.
What does she promise?
Coming into Joy.
Oh, good.
Well, to our show anyway. But this is what's going on. So we're there having a talk. Somebody, now this sounds a bit tossy, but this is the 100% truth.
Right.
Somebody walked up and asked Danny Minogue to hold her thing while she moved right away so she could take a photo with me and Wayne because she likes Scrabble Box. Like, Danny was laughing and I'm there going, oh, I can't believe it. Like, excuse me, I love these two from Gogglebox. I'm going, did you know you've just moved to Minogue? But anyway, so we go through, so we're talking to them. Then we go, oh, we better go now.
But it sounds like she's got a good spirit. She just laughed.
Well, she says to me, because I've said something about the Minogues on Gogglebox before, and she says to me, you know my sister? And I go, oh, duh, Kylie. And then I realised everyone was laughing, a boyfriend and friends. I dirt a Minogue. Oh, I didn't mean to. So we go through, we talk. Next minute, Wayne's pulling her off to the side. And I think, how dare you take a Minogue out of my circle? This is my one and only time. Like, I was on fire. I was entertaining. I want to talk to the friends.
And like, Wayne stole the limelight from you.
Well, he's got to talk. Well, no, they're saying they're going to get me, like, to the concert. But that's anyway, talking. Okay. So we go through and we walk through and we go. Then we sit down and she sat about 10 rows in front of me because I'm in the poor seat. She's in the expensive ones, of course.
Yeah. You
know? And next minute, these people come in and then they said to her, oh, you're in the wrong seat. You'll need to move. They made Danny Minogue stand up and shuffle one seat along. And I'm like, oh, I was ballistic. The lights are coming down. Pam Ann's about to come on. I was stopping the show.
Oh, you know, poor Danny.
3 times in one night, someone touched a Minogue. This will not happen in this country. There is a rule. I now have permission with the city council to set up a pair of stocks out the front of DJs. Anyone who touches Minogue will be put in stocks and we all get to go buy and throw last year's Prada at you. That is what's happening.
Yeah,
you. 3 times people moved her. But it got worse. When we went to say goodbye, I actually genuflected. Well, I curtsied like that.
You what?
I curtsied.
You curtsied to her?
Yeah. I didn't mean to. Everyone laughed and I yelled at everyone in the theatre.
I want to get her in. When she comes in, I'm going to say, what do you think of Tom?
She loves me. If you have a look at, follow my Instagram account, she follows me.
Here she is. You're on Joy.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.